February 14, 2017. It's the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. Hey, Brother Matt.
Hey, happy Valentine's Day.
That's right. Not St. Patrick. That's another month. Almost the same, but kind of different.
Some marketing ploy.
We got some sun, another fucking Arashi, another storm's coming.
Yeah, we've been having a real winter this year for a change.
Every week, sometimes two.
Man, those Oroville people got the dam looking crazy up there.
People were talking like 60, 80 miles north of Sacktown. There's a big, I think it's
biggest
the tallest
dam.
One in the U.S.
Yeah.
And the water was spilling over. It's a couple hundred feet, almost 300 feet up.
Yeah, eroding the bottom.
Right, so we're very grateful for breaking the drought, but maybe enough.
Yeah.
Let's get some spigot.
Yeah, more's coming, so hopefully you get some.
And then some trees up by where they're building the Gaffey Street pool. I'm going to call it the other name. I don't care. Some of them trees fell over because it's soaked ground.
So yeah.
We started the show off with John Coltrane. With Miles Davis doing two bass hit. It's when he was a side man for a little bit. Well, actually, he had two shifts. A little monk in between there. For his own. Then we had, these are guests via the wonders of Skype.
Yeah, welcome.
Raina and Yana of Metri Paina Kilon. Did I pronounce that all right?
Okay.
It'll work.
Sorry about it. And then the tune was called Imisyata. Imisyata?
Imisyata.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? You know, I got to connect. Raymond Pettibone's ma came from Estonia, so I should have a little bit of this down, but man, I apologize. Also, Hungarian, too, a little bit sounds, right? But I gotta say, even though your flag's kind of similar, it ain't Norgi, it ain't Svergi, it ain't Danski, it ain't Icelandy. It's, you guys got your own, Brother Matt, you know, they don't say Finland. They say, Suomi? Suomi? Suomi. Suomi, yeah. You can't get confused because there's actually an old people in the north called Suomi, too.
They were the locals, indigenous.
But it's different than the name of the country.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like what we call Laplander, like old, maybe indigenous people, right? Inuit people, kind of the north there. Sami. That's it. Suomi and Sami. They're close, but they're different. Yeah.
So who came up with Finland?
Yeah. Well, I think it's like Germany and Deutschland. Like, your place a different thing than the other people call you. I think they got together. They've been a people a long time, but as far as a country, end of the First World War.
Mm.
And before that, I think Sweden and Russia would trade owning them, or owning the land, whatever. The people seem pretty independent. That's what's kept through. And since 1917, they've been their own land. I've got to play there a few times with Stooges, but then I got to go there as a missing man, too. And do three gigs, yeah. Coming up on 2 years now, right? In May.
Something like that.
And this is where I met Ryan. He comes to the gig. He had a band at the time called Can Can Heads, and you gave me some music and played a lot on the show here.
Yeah, and still do.
Still do. Well, I ran out, though. You got to give me new Can Can Heads.
Yeah,
but you got this other proj going now. But look, let's go before that right now. Let's go to, what's your earliest music memory, you know, as a kid?
There's always the children's tunes, and maybe my mom and dad listening to radio, some old Finnish sort of traditional slagers or whatever.
Is there like one of those children tunes you could sing real quick? Like Mary Had a Little Lamb?
But my earliest one was when I was with my classmate at that time. We went to his big brother's record collection, and he had Deep Purple's Machine Head and Highway to Hell and stuff like that there. So
AC/DC.
Yeah.
So... Okay, okay, but this was at a friend's house that you went to school with. You can back home. All you remember is like little kid songs and stuff off the radio.
Did you
have anybody in the house that played, like your mom or pop? Did they sing or play guitar or piano?
No, not really.
Okay, okay. So then, what's this? An older brother? Your classmate had an older brother that had the records.
Yeah.
Okay. And
about 10 at that time.
Okay, so you're still in grade school. Did they have music programs at the school there?
Yeah, just basic stuff.
And what town are we talking about?
Early 80s, yeah.
Yeah, but which town? Is it the one you're calling from now?
Yeah. We've both been in the same town. Forever now.
Since your beginning. Maybe not forever. Maybe a little shorter than forever. But since your beginning, you've been there. Okay, yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, so can you tell me, what was the first record you bought?
My first record that I got was through some video store when you borrow the video.
Rent a video, yeah.
Yeah, so I got the Dictator's Blood Brothers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know that. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Ross the Boss and Top Ten and, of course, Handsome Dick. And, in fact, last year, when I got to do the whole first Ramones album, 40th birthday celebration with Clem Burke, Adney Shirnoff, the bass man, let me borrow his Fender P, which one of the best ones I ever played. It was trippy too. It was a Fender, from the factory, but the neck was like a Jazz. It said Precision on the headstock, but it had the narrow nut. I thought that was a trip, and it had a badass bridge. It just played great. So Blood Brothers, Dictators.
Yeah.
Okay. How did you find out about a band like that? Because they weren't that popular in the U.S. So how did a Finnish guy?
The color looked pretty good. So.
Cool.
I looked like 39 or 10 at that time. Though.
So it was the cover. So people, pay attention to that. Have good record covers.
I don't think it happens as much anymore with like thumbnails, do you think?
No. But I tell you, man, especially when the punk movement come, and we never heard of a lot of bands, we picked a lot of records
by the album cover, or the
name of the band, because we had no idea what the stuff sounded like. Well, that's interesting. Okay, when did you start playing?
I think it was maybe 13, 14 or something like that.
And how'd that happen?
I got my father, some friend, and he played some schlagers or something like that, and his bass sort of, he borrowed his bass.
Oh, he was a bass player.
And I just started using that before I bought my own.
Okay, what, like you left it at the pad? Left at your house?
Yeah, and I just started with it.
Wow. And so the reason why you got on bass is because your pop had a friend who played bass.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
Because if he played kazoo, you might have ended up being a kazoo player.
I also played trumpet at that time.
What was trumpet? From school?
Yeah, basically from school, yeah.
Like the school band, yeah. So they got kind of an orchestra, and okay. Do you guys have, like, marching bands like we do when you have sports game?
Just sitting bands.
Just sitting, okay. Hey, if you ask any of the kids, they probably prefer the sitting bands to the marching band. From what I heard, I never did marching band, but from what I hear, it was pretty much a beat down.
They got those crazy hats.
It's the hats, yeah. And the big, thick suits, too, man.
Yeah, crazy outfits.
I was watching Dana last week at the Chinatown.
Yeah, they rock.
They really were. They were really good. Did you have ideas of being Dizzy Gillespie or Miles Davis with the trumpet there?
No, I didn't know anything about that. We were just playing, like, well, the marching songs.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like part of the school program, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I didn't know anything.
Okay, so. Okay. But with the bass guitar, it's interesting because most people that I've met were put on the bass guitar. They didn't actually pick it. So, yeah, I'm very interested. And you're saying it's because your buddy, your pop had a buddy. Okay, do you remember the first song you learned on the bass?
Maybe some three chord rock or something like that. I never had the skill to play any like covers or anything like that.
Ah, so you started writing your own music right away?
Yeah, basically, yeah. If you can call it like that.
The name of your band here, Metri Paina Kilo. What does this name mean? What does it mean?
Well, it means a meter weighs a kilo. A kilogram.
Ah, you're talking a meter, like 39.3 inches.
Yeah.
And a kilo is 2.2 pounds. Okay. Yeah, kilo, metri, a meter, and kilo. Okay, kilogram. Okay, okay. We're going to play a demo from you guys called Klim Kiri. Kiri. Shit. How do you pronounce that?
It was a Kulamaku.
Yeah, okay. And what's that mean?
It's cold
right.
Yeah, cold right. Yeah, that's it.
Cold right.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Correct, okay. Let's listen.
With the reindeer.
With the reindeer.
I'm Show. starlets of his flowers, spirit of love, harmony of creatures in the universe, force, what you would call planet history. In my song bubble, a lovely little pool of space, so vast, too cruel to think of. In harmony of empires, only stuffed animals are not deformed. Others took their chances, or none at all, desiring a poltergeist, pathogen, or body that hobbles along, reaching for the walking dead, stopped to sleep alone, Helen of Troy. And wake your girlfriends passing in the sky, changing forms, dissolving the touch of fingers, leaving millions of sperm, almost a star. Perfumed in Victoria's Secret, outstretched human arms, cosmic dying planet, one last shine and plastic surgery of Earth. In a coif, Milky Way, the beauty to collide with you, like a proton in the sun's unthinkable core, awaiting its time, greater than the age of the universe itself. And if it found you, there are so many protons in its core that there are countless collisions every second. Always a chance for another Ulysses. All the others that didn't make it lose their spirit in cosmic tissue of cruel space that makes the journey perilous. Like the clouds overhead, forever changing, powder and soft crash of nothingness, to return onto your face.
Watt from Pedro Show. We heard Clem Keady. Clem Keady. Sorry about that for fucking that up. From Metri Pina Kilo. And then we heard Brand New Wire. Short Elevated Period. 40-year anniversary.
Yeah.
And I got invited, me and Bob Lee, to be part of their
new band,
real
huh?
festival.
That's
yeah,
awesome.
Last day of March.
How cool.
Yeah, something called Fitted. Graham Lewis asked me, what should you call it? And I just thought that sounded so England. Fitted. They had a line in one of their songs where the guy goes, harness fitted. And I was like, whoa, I don't think I'd ever say that. So why don't we call that? And Graham said, rock. Oh, he lives in Sweden now, but still has that accent. Then Brand New Guided by Voices, Hiking Skin. Bob Pollard, album number 100.
Wow.
And this one's a double album.
Wow.
And let other dudes in the band write songs.
Wow.
So it's about time. Yeah.
Itching.
30 years, 100 albums.
Wow.
Prolific. That's a righteous orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Todd Kahn.
Yeah, some birthday suits.
Right. And then we heard the 210s, Brand New, Keeping Hope Alive. Drengo with Face Like a Skull out of Sheffield, England. Also from there is Payroll Union with Bull. Phoenix Brown with Anchor. You'll be able to hear a little bit of T Boone and Georgie there. A little sample.
That's Joshua Tree, huh?
Is That's it right.
Yeah, right on.
You know.
Yeah.
Okay. Manlio Maresca and Manual for Errors out of Terracina, not Roma, people. Exercise. Di Memoria, probably memory exercise. Huh? And Charles Plymouth out of Cherry Valley, upstate New York, poem Starlet of the Clouds. Finally, Petra with the Man of Steel.
Hey, Petra.
Petra out there. Get to see her next week because part of some kind of recording. She's going to be there.
She is busy doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah,
it's always
one of her
cool.
Collaborators, Woody, wants me to come by. I think he's doing some kind of fucking music for a video game. She said, don't worry, Watt, I'll come over. Those are pants shooters, all that session shit. Getting back to our guest here. So, yeah, Rain on the bass here, and he's not really copying songs off records. He starts beginning right away. What about Yana? When does he get on the drums?
No. I was the only one in our family that played anything.
Okay, so he's not playing yet.
I wanted to play the drums. I don't know why.
When did you get your first drum set?
That's what, 1985, I think.
How old were you?
I was 16 already by then.
Teenager, okay. High school.
I had just found punk rock.
Yeah.
A couple of years later, and I wanted to do something like that, you know.
Sure.
I listened to a lot of American hardcore and punk bands and English post-punk bands. And
I'm curious, where did you get your drums? Music
I bought
store?
I bought them from a relative.
A relative? Okay.
His father had those drums in the 60s already. He had a band who played, you know, Schlagers.
Okay, so you had music in your family then. Okay. What are Schlagers?
Schlager is German.
Yeah, it sounds German, but you mean Schlager like beats? I know they call the drummers Schlagzeugers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right? Schlagzeuger is a drummer, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not too... My German's a little better than my Finnish, but... Okay, so... Because, you know, Reiner said the same thing. Yeah, they played some Schlagers. So we don't really know what Schlagers are, okay?
Mostly Finnish old music comes like cover songs of the Italian, like... pop tunes and...
Let me put it this way. If you think of Pat Boone. American of Schlager.
Yeah, it didn't seem complimentary.
You'd be like Pat Boone covering Little Richard. Like Pat Boone's version of Tutti Frutti. Yeah, it's pretty nano-flaccid. Pretty flaccid.
Hero.
So when you guys say Schlager, you're talking about like pop tunes off the radio.
Yeah.
Okay. Easy. I understand now. Okay. So you get this drum set, 16 years old. What do you do? Do you play to records or do you get in a band right away?
I played along with, you know, there were two songs that I played along to.
Okay.
The first was an English band called Au Pairs.
Au Pairs, I remember them. They had two ladies.
Yeah, and they had a song called Headache for Michelle.
Okay.
It has this kind of reggae type of rhythm.
Yeah, because sometimes they play pretty funky too.
It was too hard for me.
Too difficult. What was the other song?
The other song was Hell of a Summer by an Australian band called the Triffids.
Triffids? Yeah, I remember them a long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Those two songs I used to play along to.
And that's what got you going on the drums. When did you guys first play with each other?
I think it was in the beginning of 92 or something like that.
So early 20s.
Yeah.
And how did it happen?
We got to know each other and we had bands, both had bands. And we played at the same house.
You shared the same stage, yeah.
Rehearsal place.
Oh, practice pad, okay.
Yeah. And we noticed maybe that we had something, you know, in common in our musical tastes. And, well...
Yeah,
we just started jamming.
So just bass and drums. And what was this project called?
This was basically the beginning of Can Can Heads.
Okay. And at first it's just a duet?
No, we had the first Can Can Heads bass player because I played guitar at that time.
Ah, okay.
And like always I do at Can Can Heads, I play guitar. And that was the first time I started to play guitar. I learned guitar by playing it in Gangays.
And what'd you think? Tiny strings, huh? That's the way, whenever I got one in my hands, it feels like little cheese cutters. You know, like, how do they play these things? Tiny little strings, you know? And it kind of was the opposite when I first... had a bass in my hands. Like, how do they play these things? They're like bridge cables. Then I thought, wow, that's why there's only four. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. Special Valentine's Day, not St. Patrick's. Wait a month, people. End of the first hour, February 14, 2017. Special guests, Reiner and Jana. Hold tight for hour two. February 14th, 2017. It's the second hour of the Watt for Pedro Show.
Thank you. Joyful Wanderer, I need you. I need to be your light. I need your eyes to reflect that. If I can do only one thing, then let me guide you for a short while. I want you to know I am there. When the fog is not between us, let my light reach you intact. Joyful Wanderer, I give myself. Our souls are free, whatever. I rebound, beaming from shore to shore. I need to find you as much as you need me. Together lost and found, the search is over. Though we are not a pair, you fit into me. I love the warmth in your hand. You can know me in an instant. As fast as the speed of light, I am confirmed in needing you here. Joyful Wanderer, I need you.
Resting in that.
Are you ready to fight? all the trees are covered with some snow, and all their arms will melt with the sky. No need to
something that I was able to lose. To lose them there. And there she sat like a cat in my head. In my head. Like the one, don't fight to lose, Lautrec. Just like the one, don't fight to lose, Lautrec. But he dropped dead, lose, Lautrec. He to drop dead, to lose the track. He to drop dead.
Aquí empiezan los latidos, la arteria del capital. Aquí llegan nuestros amigos, golpeando un trozo de pan. Aquí empieza el ejercicio, violenta fuerza de paz. A desalojar el vicio de los que quieren soñar con el fornicio beneficio y ocupar los edificios y no dejar de follar contra este eterno suplicio de especular con los nichos y atrincherar la verdad en un búnker paraíso en el que poder hablar. Fui yo amigo policía, fui yo amigo policía, eres esclavo policía, eres esclavo policía, eres esclavo.
Canción muy especial para este momento. No solamente la queremos dedicar a estos chicos españoles, sino yo creo que es una canción para todo el mundo que está aquí en el Golfo ahora mismo, para todos los barcos, para todos los soldados, para todos los marinos, para el del turbante, y se titula...
Rainfoot on 9-1, one wet drop.
start off the second hour off with Vanukas, a demo from Metri Pena Kilon. And people, Vanukas is it's Finnish for pudding. It's a kind of a tasty tune. Then we heard Wet Cigarette with Eyeballing out of Canada. Blood Quartet, Doom 11 out of Barcelona. But yeah, they got the cat from Mars. Alex Zhang Huntai, Krimi number two. He's on tour with two Portuguese cats right now in Europe. Joe Brewer, Madison, Wisconsin. Joyful Wanderer. Not joyful, but joyful. Clay Chaplin, Basket Improv. When Clay was here with Heather.
Right.
And Flying Hair, I Ching. They got that album. They were just on the show a month ago, and it's done. Truffle with Schneeze Holes. They're from somewhere in Europe. I can't remember. And then Titwi with Blues in Reverse. And last week I said these guys were from Finland. They're actually from Hungary. So I apologize. Out of Valencia, Spain, Las Víctimas Civiles with También el amigo policía es tu compañero proletario. Yeah, police is workers' friends. And finally, out of Holland, King Champion Sounds, Debbie One Day, brand new single. Back to the story here with Raina and Yana. So, can you tell me about the first gig of Can Can Heads?
That's a funny story.
Let's bring it.
It was a release party for our first 7-inch EP.
Okay.
That was released on the legendary Bad Boogum Records. And that was in
1996.
96, okay. Chivum. Bands like Circle, Radio Puhelimet, and Aavikko played at the same gig. Our then bass player said he didn't want to come and play at the gig.
He didn't want to do the gig.
So we hired a friend of ours to play.
You hired guitar, a friend.
A guitar player to play bass on our first gig.
Okay. You mean you kept this guy in the band after not wanting to play?
Yeah.
Okay.
He was in the audience.
No. What was his reason? You mean he was watching the gig?
Yeah.
He was just too shy, I guess.
Oh, he was shy.
He's
going to
be a studio guy. Get a live guy.
Sorry, Howie, if you're listening to this. He realized, watching our first gig, he realized that,
he made a mistake.
And after that, he came and played with us.
Yeah, he realized he fucked up. Okay.
What's that guy doing in my place?
Now, what about for you guys? How'd you feel? Was it scary? Was it exciting? What was it like?
I can't really remember myself of it.
Okay.
I had a few beers before and after the game.
There was some beer involved?
I was in a hurry because right after the gig I had to hop to the train and, you know, take a train to Lapland.
Get out of Dodge. Okay.
Yeah.
And so you didn't really have you didn't have enough time to bask in the glory.
No.
Okay.
I was just wondering.
You were just wondering how it went over. Okay.
They okay. Don't dislike us at all.
What, it was in the dark?
Yeah.
You played in the dark? Okay.
Almost.
Now, is there a touring scene in Finland? Like, did you guys start playing different towns? Was there a circuit back then in the 90s? We're talking 20 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Not so much as it's that's happening today. Not so much. Maybe some bigger bands only.
But what about in those days?
Yeah. I think there has always been, you know, a touring scene for Finnish bands, but
three gigs is a toll.
Yeah.
you're saying three gigs and the country's done.
Yeah.
Okay.
That about covers it.
Kevin. Kind of like a Rhode Island tour. No, I'm just curious. Also, some parts of the year must make some parts of the country a little difficult to tour, maybe.
Three gigs, you can do several tours a year. You eat real easy.
Like, well, in the winter, probably the reindeer country's a little hard to get around, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering. When I played there last time, a year and a half, 2 years ago, it was Tampere, Helsinki, and Pori?
Thanks.
Pori? No, Turku. Turku.
Turku, yeah.
Yeah, on the coast, up on the coast.
Yeah, Helsinki, Tampere, Turku.
Yeah, Pori I played with the Stooges. That's where I almost got killed, Brother Matt. The storm came out of the sky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, luckily this young Finnish man working there grabbed... Everybody ran. The whole stage was falling apart. And this young man, you know, my leg is in a cast and I'm crutches. And he came up there, risked his life and got me off.
Wow.
Yeah, it was incredible. Some people were killed in the storm. Things were flying. It came out of nowhere, and it was pouring.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm just curious about the smaller bands in the older days, if they actually toured around Finland. What about outside of Finland?
I think the same thing goes, that it has grown bigger these days, but maybe there was some, but...
It was more difficult in the older days.
Yeah.
Okay, it's coming up time right now, guys. This special honor for me to get to, like, bring forth Brother Matt in the spin cycle.
Cool.
He got a cookie in his pocket, just like you think he will. Yeah.
Jimmy Wood. He got a cookie in his pocket. He's like, you think he should? Jimmy, 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 Jimmy,
Thank you. had 55,000 there.
Yeah. Wow, 50,000. Brother Matt, thank you so much.
Cool.
For doing what you just did. What was going on inside the Brother Matt mind?
Trying to serve the people of the world.
Yeah.
And it all started with Yellow Vinyl from Recess Records. That's what sparked
that. Orange.
Orange, gold, yellow. Yeah, okay. Somewhere in that spectrum.
Okay. Todd Kahn, I get to have Sally Forth.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Yeah. I was getting people up while Brother Matt was bringing us the spin cycle. It was kind of a Braille version for me this week. But I was talking with our guests here, Finland, and they said this winter not a lot of snow. Last year too, right?
Yeah.
Yana? Yeah. Wow. But you still got that coldness and a little bit of rain, right?
Yeah.
What's the temperature right now?
Yeah, Brother Matt asked, what's the temperature right now?
It's about zero Celsius.
Freezing.
Jeez.
It's like 30.
Well, we would say 32 degrees, yeah, Fahrenheit. Yeah. That's cold for Southern California.
Yeah, that's cold for me.
Okay, yeah, that's cold. that ain't cold for you guys, okay.
I'm a weather pussy, I admit it.
Yeah, we're sissified here in California. Southern California.
Thank goodness.
Yeah. Wow. Do you ever write songs about the cold?
Well, cold, right, yeah. Kilo McKinney.
No, but do you ever write songs about
it? No, yeah, not directly.
Yeah, because it's a fact of life, right? It's kind of taken for granted, yeah. Like me, if I was plunged into that, there'd be a lot of songs.
Bone chilling.
Yeah. Like if I put you out in the desert, maybe you'd have a lot of songs.
Cold is everywhere, all the time. So we don't think about it a lot.
Yeah.
It's much colder in North Lapland and so on. So.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's
of course.
A good way to look at it.
That's a good way to look at it.
It's colder over there.
It's colder over there. That's always a better way to look at it.
Yeah, it's better not to complain too much.
Yeah, that's right.
It is capable.
I like their philosophy. Very good. Hey, we've got to come to the end of the second hour of the February 14, 2017 special Valentine's Day edition. Walk Peter Shue with Brother Matt. Our guest, Yana Raina from Finland. Hold tight for hour three.
Yeah.
February 14th, 2017. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
sitting in the back room. Sitting in the back room, looking for sitting in the back room. Sitting in the back room.
For Pedro Show, we started the third hour off with Metri Paina Kilon, Vedit, which means borders, people. I had a little commentary there that you probably don't need to hear. You're probably feeling it anyway. Then we had Babes New York City with Brown Loafers, huh? Have you ever heard of loafers, Ryan or Yana? Loafers are like kind of shoe where you don't have to tie them. They're kind of, we get this word loaf, you know, that means like not doing much. And maybe that's where that the name of these shoes came from. Yeah. You just slip them on, you know, they're like slippers. But in the old days, they used to hold pennies, right? Because they're called penny loafers. That was trippy. What is that about? For good luck?
I guess so. Oh,
just some fucking Plan B, some cheap Bravos.
Shoes. Cheap shoes.
And then Mini Beast out of Providence, Rhode Island. That's Peter from Mission of Burma. Guest at the door. Then we had a Hyperculta Le Faux. I mean, I think it means fire, okay. Four. They're French Swiss. Four, with Tala McDonough and Steve McKay. Oh, yeah, Brother Steve McKay on cool. the sax here. And Eo Kitta. David Gerard out of Massachusetts with Sonata for Timpani and Metal Objects. And then the best band name ever except for... what is that called? Music attorney?
Yeah, music law. Yeah. Law. Entertainment law.
These guys are called applause industry.
Entertainment law.
With Glitch for Brains. Yeah, entertainment. And then finally, Valsa Trista with Taku Koryas. And this is a band you were in, right, Raina?
Yeah, yeah.
A hardcore band in the middle 90, middle 90, no, 2006, right?
We were in the band from 1993 or 4
okay.
until 2007.
Okay. But you still do stuff with the singer, right?
Yeah.
Okay. He's the valsatrista. The other valsatrista singer is the singer for Metripaina Kilon.
Oh, is that right? So you share members. Okay.
Yeah.
Or it's some kind of evolution.
The evolution.
Yeah, we always been talking about forming another band, and it just happened. So.
And what makes the difference in the band? A different approach? So one different member, two different member.
No guitar and organs. So that's it.
Okay.
And maybe some different kind of aspect of. Doing songs and so on.
But, I mean, we've been playing some demos. You're working on some new Metripaina Kilon stuff, right? What about this tune, Pura?
Pura.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is it like Espanol pure? What does it mean?
Yeah, it's like a dissemble.
Take apart?
Break apart, yeah.
Yeah, take apart.
Break apart. Okay. Yeah, tear apart, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little different than pure. What can you tell me about this song?
I think our vocalist hated that song at first. I don't know if he likes it.
Okay, so maybe your vocalist didn't write it. Who wrote it?
Oh, I don't know. I probably... came up with the bass line, and that's it.
And it's my favorite song of ours.
Yeah.
Well, why did the singer hate it?
I don't know. Maybe it was too much like a Valskirista song or something like that. I don't know.
Okay, let's let the listeners decide. Play it right now.
Mountain, bed. Ain't safe to climb in the dark. Oh no, not in the dark. 'Cause the wolves, they'll lurk behind the bark, could easily take away and eat this heart. We'll be right back.
For Pedro Show, we heard Pura, from Metri Plena Kilo. And then Eat This Heart from No Eyes. Yeah, some U.S. bands. I Killed Malaria from Mute Point. I think that's Riverside, Inland. Huh. Yeah. And then Bourbon Scum with Too Late, Too Late. Yeah, I think the bass man overdid. It's too late. Nothing funny.
Okay.
And then Fratello Andrea from El Sonio de Marinaio with his band out of Berlin called BBS. Kasmau from their latest release. And finally, Tenko. She's out of Tokyo. Gradual Disappearance. She, Jim O'Rourke told me she supports her kids making handmade tofu.
Wow.
Yeah. She's also a great singer and experimental musician. Jan Reina. So what's the next plan for Metri Plena Kilo?
We have a couple of gigs ahead and maybe do some rehearsing. That's about it now.
A second tape, maybe?
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
Tape release?
Yeah, pretty late. Yes.
An album, you mean? Okay.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, so it's kind of up in the air.
Yeah, because we have songs coming up all the time, so making songs is not the problem. It's more like who wants to release the stuff and so on.
Ah, and what about recording? Is it easy to do where you're at?
Yeah, we have my house. I built a practice place right next to my house, so
great.
We are right now. So
this used to be a barn.
It used to be a barn. Okay.
Yeah.
No, barns make good recording and practice pads. I did the second Sonia de Marinaio album in a barn. There's nothing wrong with barn. We call that repurposing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, repurposing. Now it has a new. It used to be a place for the reindeers. Now we make music. Yeah. Okay. Like for example, where I practice here in San Pedro, last 31, 32 years. This used to be, the head for the officers at the army base, you know, where they pissed and shit. Now this is where I get together with my men and put together tunes.
Yeah.
A little more peaceful. Not much more, but a little bit.
Yeah,
peaceful.
Yeah, peaceful. No, but it's trippy how life comes around like that. Things get repurposed. Do you ever go and play the big towns like Helsinki, Tampere, Turku?
Maybe someday, yeah.
Oh, you got a gig coming up?
Yeah, we are in no hurry.
You're in no hurry?
And remember that at the same time we have Can Hits also, so it's time to...
Okay, Can Heads wasn't put on the side. It's still going.
Yeah. It's still going, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And some other projects also, of course, always some projects going on.
Well, tell us.
Well, it's better not to say too much.
Okay, you know, okay.
Beforehand.
Yeah.
Is there a place on the web where people can go and find out information? A URL or something. Okay.
Music is from Bandcamp. It's the good one.
Okay, spell it out.
Bandcamp, you know?
Kissankusi at Bandcamp.
Okay.
Yeah, bandcamp.com.
Yeah, but what was before that word? Before Bandcamp.
Oh, you mean Kissankusi, huh?
Yeah, that's a little hard to understand.
Yeah, it's hard to, yeah. But
so spell it out.
Yeah, just Google it out, so, you know.
Yeah, but spell it, because that pronunciation is kind of tricky.
K. K-I-S-S-A-N-K-U-S-I.
.bandcamp.com.
Yeah.
Okay. And what does that word mean?
Cat's pee.
Cat's pee, what, piss?
Yeah.
Cat's piss. Yeah, I like that name. You know, because You think about it. It's going to be last. Make it last, like Raymond says. Make it last. It's going to last. It's going to be there a while.
Yeah.
In fact, I think I still got flannels. It's got piss smell from the man.
Yeah. Like, wow, really, man.
Like 20, 30 years. Yeah, I think pheromones, right? Yeah. Oh, man. Look, you guys been at this a long time. You're going to keep doing it a long time further. What advice can you give people? If some younger person asked you, hey, what advice would you give me in music? What would you tell him, Raina, Jana?
I'd say, do what you want to do. Don't listen to old men like me, us.
Okay. That's some good advice.
I'm not old.
Okay.
Bring
your advice.
I don't know. It's kind of the same. I wouldn't have been doing this for so long if I didn't like it. I think that's the main thing.
You gotta like what you're doing, that's what you're saying.
You have to like what you're doing, and if you don't like what you're doing, do something else.
Yes.
Ah! Have a plan B, have a Bravo. That makes a good sense. Look, I want to thank you guys both so much for being on the show. And wish you big success with the upcoming gigs with Metri Pinakilon, and also when you get back with the Can Can Heads and all you got to do with that and the recording, and also the Unnameable projects.
Yeah, so, of course. Yeah.
So all you people, you can get information, KISSANKUSI.com. Kiss. Kissankusi. That means cat piss. That means cat piss, people, in Finnish. I'll be a native speaker in no time. Yeah, don't worry about it. Brother Matt, thanks so much for your essential aid and advice.
Pleasure.
Again, one more time, I want to thank you. How do you say thank you in Finnish?
Kiitos.
Kiitos, of course. My memory is so bad. Kiitos so much to you guys.
It's been an honor.
And it'll be a great honor for me to see you again once in person, okay? I'll come back over to your parts. And maybe one time you come to San Pedro.
Yeah.
I'd love to.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been February 14, 2017 edition of the Pedro Show. People, keep your powder dry.
Yeah.